Every day I'm shuffling.
Broadcasting from atop the Hensler Financial Building in the heart of Georgia's financial district, Kennesaw, Georgia. This is Money Talks.
We're back. Money Talks. I'm Bill Lako, along with Troy Harmon, Shauna Theriault. All right, so I guess we should tell them how they can reach us, right?
That'd be great.
Go ahead, Troy. Tell them.
So if you have questions, you can always call us at 770-429-9166. You can talk to a person if you call that number or leave a message. We also have a question hotline, 1-855-429-9166. You call that number, you leave your voicemail, and we will play it on the air and answer your question right behind it. Also, we have an email, drgene@hensler.com. If you'd like to submit your question that way, that's spelled H-E-N-S-S-L-E-R. And if you go to hensler.com, you can also find lots of information we have posted on our website to help you answer maybe your questions yourself. And you can find our contact information there. We got access to social media as well. You can, Bill, you ever looked at LinkedIn?
I have started to learn how to use LinkedIn.
Oh, okay. There we go.
He's on it, though. So
LinkedIn, Facebook, I'm not sure what all. Instagram, even. I think we have an Instagram account.
I have no idea.
Look us up.
That's all right, let's get to some questions.
All right, good deal.
Shauna, you want to do Andy from Canton?
Sure. Andy from Canton asks a question, and he's considering working during his retirement. He's scheduled to retire from the company at the end of the year, probably by March, and tired of hanging around the house and will look for some part-time work in his 65. Is there anything I should know about working in retirement? There's a lot of things to consider about working in retirement. So
what?
Absolutely. Well, if your plan works and you don't have to work in retirement, then it really is just if it's something you want to do because you don't want to hang around the house, as he said. But
I was making the assumption he had a plan.
Right. That's
although
the
I probably
first
shouldn't
step.
Make that assumption given.
You know, some people with a plan even expect to work, you know.
Well, no, but that's what I meant, right?
Sure.
So my attitude was going to be find something fun to do.
Right. Yeah, sure. Exactly. If you get paid for it a little bit too, that's nice too.
I want a brain dead job when I retire. I can't imagine not working, but I want
something just, that you don't have to take home with you.
Or even really think about while I'm there.
Oh, well, there you go. All right.
I'm not going to be working heavy equipment.
You could always watch the crawfish. That would be...
Just remember, three at a time if their heart rate goes up.
It feels like a lot of responsibility.
Yeah, well,
okay?
Yeah, you don't want to ruin the
live animals, right?
Don't ruin the beer.
I'm thinking like a doorman or something, you know. Something doesn't require a whole lot of... I shouldn't make fun of doormen. That's not what I was doing.
But
they actually have to think about stuff because they got
to remember names.
They do.
I
don't want
to.
Because first you have to care. See, that's what I was told. First you have to care.
That's how you remember names.
Right.
You don't have to remember names. There is another doorman job. I mean, welcome to Walmart.
Well, you know.
Is that kind of what you were looking for?
I was.
Just glad hand and be friendly?
No, I'm telling you, after 23 years of doing this already, you know, at some point you want a brain dead job.
There you go. Just be the friendly face.
Yeah.
There you go.
Well, I can even do supersize. You know what I mean? I can hit the button.
Yeah.
You right?
Won't fry
I mean,
with that?
Yeah. Which size? I mean, I could do it. I like it.
How about that? Bill's got skills.
Well, if you're 65 and you decide to keep working, things to think about, Social Security, your full retirement age is 66 if you're 65 today, Andy. So
I forgot that.
Sure.
Oh, a little tricky. Yeah.
So you
get whacked pretty hard.
You could, yes. Yeah. So first of all, if you take your Social Security at age 65, you have a 19% reduction in your Social Security. But even further to that, it depends on how much money you make. So in 2017, if you have earned income before full retirement age of about $17,000, it's a little lower, but it's about $17,000, they take a reduce your benefit by a dollar for every $2 you earn above that till it gets to the point where you have no benefit. So it's not beneficial to even take Social Security, just let it continue building. So it's going to be important to have a plan and have 10 years of liquidity. The way we look at planning is looking going to retirement. Even if you're working part-time, you still may have a withdrawal need, especially if you're not taking Social Security.
Right.
So looking at having 10 years of liquidity set aside for your withdrawals, taking into consideration if you do have part-time work. Another thing to consider that a lot of retirees run into, is health insurance. Mm-hmm. So if you
but
retire,
you get it at 65, right?
65,
right.
You're Medicare. Right. You're right, absolutely. But maybe your spouse isn't. So, you know, you think about, it depends, Andy, if your spouse is younger than you, you know, you may want to continue working, as it is hard to find health insurance right now. I've talked to retirees that in Georgia that are having difficulty finding any health insurance before age 65 when you're on Medicare eligibility. So thinking about that in terms of, you know, the health care costs,
yeah,
for your spouse.
Obamacare was so great.
Wonderful.
But of course, we can't repeal and replace because our Congress people lied to us.
Not that you're having a problem with politicians
I'm
today
saying,
or any other day,
I'm
right?
I'm just saying. I mean, let's just call it how it is, right?
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Absolutely.
Yeah, the one thing you have to have is at least agreement within your own party if you're going to have some reasonable change made, right?
I suppose.
Yeah. Sorry, Shauna, for that sidebar.
Again. No.
Well, what it sounds like you're telling me is he needs to maybe get a plan if he doesn't have one.
Correct. Correct.
At least
do you know anybody
rules,
who can do that plan?
Possibly.
Do you?
Maybe a
what
CFP.
What phone number would you recommend they call?
770-429-9166.
Come on, that's shameless self-promotion
call.
Right there, see?
Ask for Shauna.
That's right.
She'll help you out.
Absolutely.
No doubt.
All right, so you want to take a stock question?
Sure, why not?
Well, you pick it.
Okay.
You got like five of them.
Henrik from Norcross asks, I have a few shares of Kimberly-Clark that I got back in the 80s when I worked for the company. I've watched the stock rise and fall so many times, I sold most everything in the mid-90s. Kept 1,000 in the stock for nostalgia. Now I'm sitting on a pretty penny as I've invested the dividends over the years.
I was going to say, it's not 1,000 anymore.
Yeah. I could trim my profits, but is it worth paying the capital gains? And keeping the original $1,000 invested. You know what? We see a lot of folks that have these emotional ties to their portfolio, and it'll just be one stock or another, and quite often it causes as many problems as it cures. I prefer to look at the fundamentals, and if you look at this stock, 10.68% annually since the beginning of 95, so we can assume that you've probably had some pretty significant appreciation. That's better than the S&P 500. It's appreciated 9.8% since that time, about a 891% total return on this investment. So, you know, if you look, just the price appreciation would have been 418%. You throw that dividend in there, and it makes it substantially
more.
So
what did that turn $1,000 into?
We're talking about almost 9,000. Yeah, so pretty substantial gain. The company's solid. You know, it's one of those. Kimberly-Clark makes a lot of paper products. Mm-hmm. You know, personal hygiene items and things of that nature. They're, you know, these are solid companies, especially when you have a recession. Who quits buying those sorts of things? Hardly anybody. I mean,
right.
You still got to have paper towels. You're going to buy the household staples. So,
so you would own the stock?
I would own
in
the
general.
Stock. Generally speaking,
okay.
Yeah. It's not
so
a bad stock.
So now what
stock.
You got to do is take a look at it in terms of your total portfolio.
Right.
In terms of your total portfolio and the fact that why are you emotional about your portfolio? I mean, people are, but really you should look more at the fundamentals. I mean, if you want to have an emotion, let's have the happy emotion from a grand return. This one is. But if you don't have conviction about a stock and you're still holding it and the fundamentals are bad, I would say
exit.
Yeah. Throw it out.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, it's not worth having around.
Tax.
Right.
And depending on what tax bracket you're in, you may not even have that big cap gains taxes. You know, those
yeah,
are low
can
rates.
Be really low. Yeah.
So, I mean, if you're in a low tax bracket, let's say you're already retired.
15% is the average, right?
Henrik, if you're already retired, you maybe you're not taking Social Security yet. You know, you may have a low tax bracket and you may not pay anything in capital gains in that,
yeah.
at that rate. So
yeah.
you need to look at it.
It's a solid company, especially if you want a little downside protection. It's a great option to have. You know, I like Kimberly-Clark. It's not one we recommend to our clients at the moment, but it is within our wheelhouse. It meets the criteria of high quality that we would use to go out looking for
what
a new
percentage
investment.
Would
we
you allow to. Someone to have in any one stock?
We generally say 5% or less. We do have some
definitely
portfolios.
No more than 10.
Yeah, definitely no more than 10. We do have some models that have a little more than that in them on an individual stock, but those are pretty rare.
I got you.
Yeah, so
okay.
5% or less, you're good.
All right. And I know Sean, he's doing the building of the portfolio. We always tell people never more than 10%. That's
right.
Basically because you can withstand a 10%. You know, if you owned Enron and it was only 10% and it went
yeah.
bankrupt, well, it's not the end of the world.
But, right.
Yeah, it's not the end of the world.
It wouldn't kill your plan.
30%, then yeah, sure. You're toast.
Yeah.
So
diversify.
Yeah.
Make sure you don't have those specific company risks.
That's right.
As much as possible.
All right, we're going to stop here for a quick break. We'll be right back. You're listening to Money Talks. Don't touch that dial.
This is Money Talks.
And we're back. I'm Bill Lako. Dollar Bill to my friends. Shauna Theriault and Troy Harmon. You know, we're CFPs, CFAs, all that EIEIO stuff.
Sure.
You know. Okay, let's take a couple questions here. Whitney from Coal Mountain, Georgia. Is that really a place?
Right.
I guess it is. I've never even heard of that. Coal
probably
mountain?
North, I would
I'm
think.
Sure
maybe
where it is.
I don't either, but
yeah,
wow.
Any mountain is always north from here, right?
That's a good guess. Well,
I don't know.
Stone
Mountain's not north.
Kennesaw Mountain is maybe even south of here.
Because they don't have mountains south in the south.
Is that really a mountain in Kennesaw? It's more like a big hill.
I call it a mountain. I'm going with it.
All right, so we digressed. Do you know if there's any tax relief for this for those affected by the recent hurricanes?
There actually is. The IRS just came out and announced tax relief for any victims in Harvey, Irma, and Maria.
Okay, hold on. Let me be clear. For all the clients listening right now, you still have to get your stuff in. We're not postponing filing
right.
your tax returns.
Yeah,
we were not
prepared.
Affected here. Therefore, the Hensler deadline is different.
There's some counties in Georgia, though.
I know. Yeah,
there are some counties in Georgia. Yeah. In Florida, Georgia, Puerto Rico,
yeah,
Virginia,
all of Georgia's,
and Texas.
You can.
Yeah. And
you
if
have
your,
that.
Oh, is it all?
And if
all
your tax
oh, okay.
preparer is based in Georgia, you get that as well.
Right.
Oh. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
So they've extended the deadline for individual and business returns from September 15th and October 15th through January 31st of 2018.
Yeah.
So they've extended the deadline. Now, if you still owed taxes for 16,
well,
you know, that was
that
done
in April.
Right?
Yeah.
So that it didn't extend that. But
right.
Also,
but look, take pity on your accountant. Because,
exactly.
You know, if you really wait till mid-January to file, then they're going right into tax season for 2017.
Right.
There is no
They're not going to be happy with you.
Yeah. They're still going to want you.
A happy CPA might be able to save you some money.
Instead of charging more. No.
Yeah, the offset in your fee could be reflected. I'm just saying, I mean, not around here.
No, we would never
but
do that.
The average tax preparer.
The IRS has also... They allowed 401ks and employer-sponsored retirement plans to make loans and hardship distributions to hurricane victims. So
there's a penalty?
Oh, they still have the penalty if you take the distribution. But, you know, so there's still going to be the penalty and the tax. But they're allowing it to consider it a hardship, you know.
What do you do? I mean, I probably should have researched this before I came and asked this question. But, okay, so the hurricane hit my house and my records are gone. Now what?
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah. That's very interesting.
I'll have to look that up.
That would be difficult.
Stay tuned next week. We'll come
recreate.
Back with that answer. I don't know how you. I mean, I guess everything's digital now.
Don't leave it up to the IRS to figure it out for you.
No. It might take a minute.
How much did you make last year? And no deductions? All right.
So
multiply
this
that by your tax rate. Let's go.
So this is also interesting, too. It says individuals and businesses who suffered uninsured, because there's some people that didn't have flood insurance, and some of these losses are uninsured.
Yeah, they get
most
to
of them.
They get
yeah.
to deduct it.
Most of them.
And
didn't have
they can
insurance.
Do it, you know, in 17 in the year it happened or in 16, is what it says. So
it'd be
for the prior year.
Retroactive.
Yeah. So, you know, they're allowing you to take the deduction and choose the tax year. So
All right.
There are other provisions to that, but those are the larger highlights.
All right. Well, thank you, Shauna.
Absolutely.
There's there's another question on here that I think is worth our time. Definitely. Richard from Kennesaw says, I was browsing the headlines of the financial pages, and today's top earners are Alphabet, which is Google, Alibaba, Facebook, and Amazon. The losers were all the blue chips of yesterday. GE, Procter & Gamble, Coke, Johnson & Johnson. Are the demographics of blue chip stocks changing? Is this indicative of a bigger shift or a move to come? Honestly, you've got big companies from yesterday that aren't growing nearly as quickly. So the difference that you're seeing, when you're saying earners, I think you pointed to company returns. So it's really more of a stock market question, not so much the actual earnings of the company, because the companies that you noted have some pretty serious cash flows, you know, GE, Procter & Gamble, all those companies. But what you're talking about, each and every one of the companies that were that were mentioned in this. GE, the CEO just stepped down. First of the month, they're having a few issues. He's still the chairman of the board, Jeff Immelt. But there's some strategy issues at GE. We sold the company in most of our client portfolios a couple of years ago in lieu of the preference of 3M. And we saw back then that things were changing. You had a company that was kind of swimming against the stream, if you will, instead of outsourcing more and more. You had a company that was trying to hire engineers and produce software internally, Bill. Operationally, we've had that issue yep. here. So it just seems like a different methodology they were taking, and they had issues. P&G right now is fighting off
Nelson Peltz,
who's trying to get on the board because of the fact that he's throwing rocks at their strategy and the implementation of that strategy. And, you know, there's a big fight going on with that. You look at Coca-Cola, they've got demographic issues. Sweet drinks are not the preference, but they do own a lot of water companies and different options for the consumer. So, like I say, just about every one of these has an issue. And then you look at what's facing it. You got Alphabet, that's a big advertising agency basically on the internet. Alibaba and Amazon are similar in as much as they sell goods wholesale across the board. And then Facebook, which is, I guess, just a personal entertainment, but also, that ad agency as well.
Yeah, there's businesses on Facebook too, though.
Yeah,
they're doing a lot of advertising on there.
They are. Well, that's what I'm saying. It's a it's a huge ad agency. So you've just got technology is always the cutting edge. If you think about GE, it started in 1890. And what was the new technology of the day? Electricity. This is Thomas Edison's company. This is still going on since 1890. So,
Yeah, I would even go so far as to say if you looked at the valuation of these companies, the old ones are more attractive.
If you look at cash flow. And I'll tell you where it really shows through. Look at what happened 2008 when the market was down about 37% in that one year. Every one of these companies that we're talking about, if they were around, Alibaba was not around. Facebook, you can't get numbers on them. But all of these companies, Amazon fell by over 50% in that year. Alphabet was down worse than the market, the 37%. I think it was down about 45%. And if you look at the companies that we're talking about, the old blue chip stocks, they're just different. The cash flows hold up.
Right.
They're more likely to have profits in those bad years. I think it's just a matter of we don't personally time the market, but you need to have some of that staple benefit, those solid
defensive
long-term
positions.
Defensive companies that are going to earn.
You don't actually need Facebook. You do need the products Procter & Gamble sells.
Absolutely. And you're not going to quit buying them just because there's a recession.
I know I'm getting looked at right now by everybody. Oh, my God, what would I do without my Facebook?
Yeah. Well, you'd do without Facebook.
Well, I haven't never had a Facebook, and I'm just fine. Well, I mean, that's subjective, of course. Well, some people may take umbrage with that, but I'm relatively fine.
Yeah. I do have a Facebook. I never look at it, and I too am fine, Bill.
Well,
as fine as you are. I mean, let's all, you know.
Well, you did say you have a face for radio, so it's not like you want to post pictures I wear.
Yeah,
right?
But I got kids.
That's true.
Well, Facebook's so passé now, right?
Old people are on Facebook.
I know.
If you're new and on the cutting edge, you're Instagram or something different, something I don't know about, probably Snapchat, where you can send a picture and it goes away and nobody knows the difference.
Which I will not let my kids have, and they ask for.
Me neither.
Yeah, because it never goes away.
Right.
It's
somewhere.
You can
get a forensic person who digs it right back out if they want it. So, and not only that, you can always take the old snapshot on the screen of your computer.
Right. Apps and keep it.
Yeah.
Yep.
And it's
absolutely
it's
you can.
Right?
That's right.
All right. So there you go. Technology's awesome. It's up 24, almost 25% this year, but it's not everything.
I got you. All right. So market up or down?
Up.
I'm always up here.
I'm a
broken record.
I'm going against
the
grain.
Wow. You are?
Wow.
Buying opportunity?
Market down. There you go.
We'll see you next week.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.